Thank you. So do I touch got it? I guess. It says got it. Do I touch that?
No, just talk.
Oh, okay. Chris, you take care of it. I want you to know that we're on Psalm 119 today. And after going through this, we're talking about 22 mini psalms inside of a great big psalm. You probably all know this. 176 verses. We're talking about the Hebrew alphabet here. It's pretty much what it is. And I really, really enjoyed going through it. One of the greatest things that I learned about studying Psalm 119 is this very, very intensive fact that the psalmist is totally reaching out. And he's making promises to the Father left and right, saying, I will do this, I will do that. And I went through this thing and I kept saying, gee, if this isn't a way to increase one's Christianity. And the most important thing you can do is to increase your Christianity, increase your personal relationship. Everybody in here knows that the personal relationship with Jesus is really the only way to go in your Christianity because that's where it's at. He, the Holy Spirit, is in your personal relationship, and the depth of it is entirely up to you. Now, having said that, the one thing that really excites me about Psalm 119 is the fact that he goes through and he defines each and every word that comes out of each one of these. I'm going to read the names of the Hebrew alphabet here, and if you haven't been made, how do I put this, aware of what those names are, then that's what I'm going to refresh you on and teach you on. The first one's Aleph, A, and then the second one is Beth. Each one of these verses, of each one of these words carries eight wonderful verses that is assigned to each one. So you've got 8 times 22 is 176 verses. And there's exactly eight verses per word. I find that intriguing. You know, that just really said, wow, this is exactly how the psalmist designed it. So the thing is that each one, okay, Aleph, Beth, eight verses, Gimel, Daleth, He, H-E, Wow, W-A-W, Zarin, the seventh, Heth, the eighth, Teth, the ninth, Yodik, the tenth, Kaf, Lamech, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayos, Peh, Sab, Kof, Resh, Shair, and Tam. Those are the 22. I don't know if I've said them right or not, but that's not important. What's important is that you actually hear it. We have 27 letters in our alphabet. Isn't that interesting? So between this and 22 letters, that kind of lets you know that the ancientness of the Hebrew alphabet. Now that's just the logistics of Psalm 119. So I'm looking at it. Please, Lord, well, when you go through and you start reading these, the important thing is that each and every one of them is filled up with verses that are crying out to God, and I'm excited. Now, one of the things that I've done here is that I've gone through, and I've said, "Gee, Lord, what are you trying to teach in each particular one?" One of the things that I'm going to give you that I really am finding quite helpful in my walk with Christianity, how to pray the word. The most important thing you can do is to take this word and make it your own. Amen. So I've got several, and I'm going to read these to you, several examples of that. And this particular Bible has what's called a declaration of faith. So I'm going to read some of these to you. Let me give you an example. Psalm 113, verses 7 through 9, he raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes. With the princes of his people, he grants the barren woman a home. Like a joyful mother of children, praise the Lord. Well, how does somebody apply that to their life? Let me give you an example here. This is called a declaration of faith. God has lifted me out of the ash heap and has seated me with kings and princes. Where the devil brought me to destruction, and I've been there, God has raised me to the place of highest honor. And then for women, he said, he establishes me in my house and makes me happy and mother of children. So that's for the women. Now there's a whole bunch of references that go here. And if you want to know what the references are that apply to this particular section, they are Ephesians 2, 6, Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6, Colossians 1, 13, Psalm 72, verse 12, Job 36, verse 7, and Deuteronomy 7, 14, Isaiah 54, 1. Well, here's another one. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. This is starting from verse 12, from Psalm 115. And this particular one is just really, really, really helps. So we go through here, and I just want you guys to know. Now, I'm going to go over here to Psalm 119, verse 24. I love this particular. So there are places in Psalm 119 that stand out to me, and I hope you guys will find that out when you go in there, and you just find out, well, what does God want me to take into my heart, huh? When I'm reading this. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Oh boy. By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Now, the next section here, I'd like you to repeat after me, if you will, please. Say this after me, if you will. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Isn't that beautiful? So that's where it is. It's in this particular verse, and that's under the Beth section. And so he says here, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And then he goes into the Gimel section. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. I am a stranger in the earth. What a statement. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. And here's a declaration of faith that goes with that. I keep my way pure before the Lord and do those things that the word commands. I keep my precepts within my heart and refuse to stray from the ways of the word. The Lord teaches me all of the inner workings and practical relevancy of his word. Wow. My lips recount all of his laws as I meditate on them continually. I rejoice in following his statutes as one rejoices in the discovery of a great treasure. Now, one of the things that I want you to know, we are so much in a society that's so against this. We are in a society of liberalism, and it stinks in the nostrils of God. There isn't a man in here that doesn't agree with that. I mean, there are things that are going on, and I don't even have to number them. You already know what they are. Just turn on the TV and you find out how rancid life has become. People who are protesting Israel. Oh my gosh, they don't understand there's a curse down upon them when they do that. They don't understand that. I mean, it is so intensive that we are beginning to be the minority. That's a scary thing. So much more are we to be more sensitive to the movement of the things of God that are available and made available unto us, so that we know exactly what God warned about. And so I'm just thankful that God has brought us to a place in this psalm to where we can really be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit. And the whole thing is the move of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's all about. Amen. So the move of the Holy Spirit, what is God trying to say? What is God trying to say to you through his word? Amen. What is God trying to say in Psalm 119 that is rich and rewarding? So I'm just, and here's another, I'm going to start with verse 27 in verse 119 so that you might hear this. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. How many of you guys been there? Where your soul melts from just heaviness of life. Strengthen me according to your word. And then there's a declaration of faith that goes, I am blessed with an intimate understanding of God's precepts as I meditate on the word. Revelation knowledge is engrafted into my soul. When I am weary and sorrow fills my heart, I turn to the word, for in it I find strength. So I'm telling you, the most beautiful thing that we can do is continue to get in this word and be happy that God is trying to speak to you. But just what I'm trying to find, I bought this out through the Bible thing, and I want to tell you, and it's every day I get to find out what God's got to say to me through his. I start with the Old Testament, and then they got a gospel reading, and then they got the Psalms. And it's called a 1-year Bible. I don't know if any of you guys got that, but man, it's a regimen that I've gotten myself into. And wonderful how I just can jump into the word and not be off for what he's trying to say to me. Okay, let me continue with Psalm 119. So the big deal is that we find some of these nuggets in each one of these 22 mini psalms that are within this great big psalm. And I've got a copy here of the New Living Translation. I'm really enjoying this particular version when it comes to Psalm 119. It makes it easier to understand. So it says, like verse 43, do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope. Wow. And it just goes through. That's out of Wad, W-A-W. And then I've got another one here that I want to share with you out of Heth. Lord, you are mine. Can you say that? Lord, you are mine. I promise. Go ahead and say this too. I promise to obey your words.
Your word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Then he goes on here, with all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. I pondered the direction of my life, and I turned to follow your laws. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. Evil people try to drag me into sin. Now, listen to this one. Evil people try to drag me into sin. And it's so sad, because that's out there. But I am firmly anchored to your instructions every single day. You see that? Every single day, you have to really discern, guys, what is good and what is bad. Why? These ears, they're ear gates. And these are eye gates. I only got one mouth to speak with. And I just want to tell you, all joking aside, we got to be careful what comes into our ears, and to discern the very things that God wants us to hear. And there's a whole lot of wood, hay, and stubble out there that is not doing any good for us. And we all know that. That's why the word of God, and I mean this with all my heart, is our anchor. It's your anchor for the fullness of what God wants to do. He wants to complete in your life. And I'm finding out that he says here in Teth, you have done many good things for me, Lord. just as you promised. I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. He keeps, I stay with the text because it, whatever I might say, it's not as important as just reading this to you. And I'm serious. And there's 176 verses, and I know you don't expect me to read every one of them to you. But I can tell you this, it's just, you need to go and find the nugget that fits you. Amen? Whatever it is that just that's right for you, because it's there. And the Holy Spirit wants to show it to you. What's special, especially about what concerns your life today. I used to wander off until you disciplined me. But now I closely follow your word. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. Arrogant people smear me with lies. But in truth, I obey your commandments with all my heart. Their hearts are dull and stupid. Bible says that. Their hearts are dull and stupid, but I delight in your instructions. My suffering was good for me, for it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. Your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. Now, that takes a lot of maturity to face that. How many of you guys have been through really big trials in your life, and all of a sudden you turn around and you found God was with you the whole way and that he increased your character through it? Strength, yes. He strengthened me and he increased my walk with him. But you know what it's done to go through that is it has drawn me closer to his word. When you get into a place, some of the places that I've been in, particularly 2 years ago, well, a year ago, it's really bad. And I'm just grateful that God got me through it because I was so rejected and upset about the whole thing. Many of you know about what happened. But I'm thankful that the Lord restored me through it. And I'm thankful that this word is rich and full of good fullness for me in such a manner that I could go to the Psalms. To me, the Psalms is my big prayer book. I hope you guys agree with that. It's like a big prayer book where you could go into this treasury of 150 Psalms and be enriched by what it was that God is trying to say to you. And I have a favorite. You probably do too. Mine's 91, but I've almost memorized it. But I have been involved and deeply in a place now at the rescue mission with my compadre, Mike Herbert. And between the two of us, we pretty well handled the rescue mission as good as we can. And we're thankful, Lord, that you put us there so that these men might come to you in a personal way. And so I thank you for Faith Walkers. But, you know, I'm coming to the end of this, and it's kind of short, but how can you go into Psalm 119 and not spend an hour or two about what's in there? You could easily do that because 176 verses, each and every one of them has a homily connected to it. But I'm grateful that God is that God has given me this. I'm going to give you one or two more. Here's Bim. Oh, how I love your instructions. If you could just say that to yourself. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk in any evil path, so that I may remain obedient to your word. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. See, the Lordship of Jesus Christ is enriched by your obedience. And that's the bottom line of Christianity, is that the deeper that you get into following his word, finding out, well, I hope you guys agree, that the more peace you get, the deeper you get into his word. Amen. And so I am wanting to be enriched by his word. And Psalm 119 has become a citadel of a treasury of showing me what it means to follow his instructions, because that's what I keep saying over and over again. I mean, I couldn't count the amount of promises that the psalmist is making in here. I will, I am, I will never, I will do this. I have, you know, it's all the ways through here that the psalmist is making all these promises to the Father. But the important thing is that the Father is giving us a personal relationship with his Son so that we might understand the depth of this great big psalm. 22 mini psalms, all 8 verses apiece, all filled with joy, all filled with instructions, all filled with bringing you into a place that you might not know was available for you on that particular day. So the important thing is that your hunger for his word. It's important that we are filled up with the Psalms and the Proverbs, which is the study that's been going on since last year. And I've been privileged to be a part of this teaching of it. So, Lord, I just want to end this up and just say, I want to close in prayer, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring these men to you now, and I thank you, Lord, that they are men of God, that they have a personal relationship with you, and that the Holy Spirit leads and guides and governs their thoughts. Help them, give them the process of discernment. Give them the time that it takes in order to increase whatever it is that each one of us is going through, because life has its trials. We all know that. And so I'm thankful, Lord, that as we go through these words, that we are enriched by it. In Jesus' name. Now, there's 5 questions here that